I am so excited for this week's episode because we are diving into your Lux identity, your Lux era, and how actually embracing your spiritual gifts, your energy, and shifting your identity will unlock so much wealth, adventure, freedom, so many things. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. What if your next level isn't about doing more? What if it isn't about hustling, becoming more, getting the next promotion, signing the next client? What if it wasn't that? And that is what we have actually been trained by society, by our families to believe, is that more hustle, more do brings in more. But guess what? That leads to burnout. That leads to scarcity. That leads to lack. Instead of actually feeling like, wait, maybe I can actually receive from a place of abundance. And that's why I am so passionate about you actually stepping into your Lux era, your Lux life right now. Because when you see mine on social media, I am truly showing, I'm not giving you a highlight clip. Like, this is my true identity. I am taking the trips. I am going to the fancy dinners. I'm going to the spa. I am embracing my spiritual gifts fully. In fact, obviously started a business and a podcast around them. And that comes because I'm in my Lux era, and I will be until the day I die, because my frequency is around wealth, expansion, impact, income, and the freedom that it all unlocks. So what exactly is Lux era though? Because great, Lux era sounds kind of good. Sounds like maybe I'm going to get some money, honey. Guess what? Bigger than that. Bigger than that. So Lux era, it's not just about handbags or first class flights, although yes, please. And you know, your girl is always energetically frequency of those, like bring it on. But that's not actually Lux era. Those are things that come from being in this identity shift that you're going to have throughout this episode. And it's really about energetic standards. It's about shifting your mindset subconsciously out of this hustle culture and this more, chase, scarcity mode. Because guess what? We are not tolerating anymore the, is this good enough? Oh, this is good enough. Oh, I'm comfortable. Ugh. Yeah, guess what? I'm also comfortable after doing some uncomfortable work on myself. I'm actually even more comfortable because I'm not hiding myself, right? And that is what I found with so many of my clients, is when they stop tolerating good enough, you guys can't see this, but I have it in air quotes. When they stop tolerating good enough, they actually started calling in better opportunities, better relationships, things they literally didn't even have on their bingo card, and became so freaking magnetic to receiving in all areas of their life that even if something doesn't go necessarily right or kind of comes at them, they're able to shift so quickly and move through things at warp speed. So ask yourself, where am I still tolerating good enough? Am I still tolerating good enough in how I show up in the daily? Am I still telling people that I am bad with money? Okay, I feel like that has to come. I wasn't even going to touch on that. But so many times I hear women say that they are bad with money. And perhaps they are in that moment, but you do not have to stay bad with money. You do not have to have that be a part of your identity. Because when you are in your Lux era and you are that wealth magnet, I'm talking wealth as in building so that we're not living paycheck to paycheck. You do have to be good with money. It doesn't mean you go frivolously spend on whatever you want. It means that you understand the ebbs and flows of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I have a personal wealth advisor. Your girl is not coming out here telling you that I know everything about money. What I'm trying to tell you is if you're identifying with being bad at money, you're actually going to continue to be bad with money. So why not flip that script and think about how, okay, now knowing what I know now, or going and learning more about an abundance list, like not, I don't know that I've ever actually had like a true budget per se, but I do understand not spending more than I have, right? Little things like that, how that can actually shift you into being good with money. Or maybe just for today, you think, you know what, I'm a little better than I was with money. And I'm going to continue to get better so that I continue to build wealth, assets, legacy, so that I can just spend, or I can just say yes to the trip, take the upgrade. I mean, I just went to Mexico, you guys. You better believe your girl booked first class. Why? Because that was a long flight and I just knew I was going to want to have a little space to stretch out. Took a nap on the way home. It was beautiful. Why could I do that? Because I could see the time and opportunity and how it would fit within my world right now. Plus, your girl's always flying first class if she can. Let's be real. But where are you tolerating just being good enough? Off of the whole money thing, where am I tolerating being good enough? Not just even you, but like the things that are around you, the relationships, the people. If you have people who are around you who are just so negative or scarce or hustle or like, ugh, I literally can think about it. I was sitting at my favorite Blue Sushi last night for the 3-3 portal, having my favorite spicy tuna crispy roll, treating myself on that portal day. And there was a man sitting next to me and he was just going off on, I discovered was his daughter later, but going off on her about money and finances and things. And I was like, first off, why are we talking about this when we're at the bar? Aren't we just all trying to enjoy a delicious meal? I am. But what it really got me thinking is this is how like he's interacting with people. My goodness, I don't want people interacting with me in a way that is going to have such a negative impact on me. Meaning, should he have some boundaries with whatever it was they were talking about? I didn't listen that closely, to be fair. Should he have some boundaries with his daughter on whatever it was they were talking about? Sure. Yes. Right? He shouldn't be getting taken advantage of if that was the case. I don't think it was, though, based on the conversation. I think he was having money problems. Whatever, though. Doesn't matter. But what matters is that how he was speaking, ooh, that negativity, I could feel it just rippling off of him. And I was like, that's not someone I want on my team. That's not someone I want in my corner. I want someone that's going to love and support me, family, friends, peers. I already know you guys do because you're here listening to the pod. But I'll tell you what, don't have time for it. So where are you tolerating good enough? These are just really good questions to start asking yourself and then start evaluating. And what parts of your life are feeling heavy, scrappy, or survival-based? So it's so interesting. When I think about where parts of my life used to be feeling heavy before I stepped into my Luxera and have been building this wealth, it really came from a lack of sense of self. I was hiding so much about myself, my spiritual gifts, my ability to heal, my ability to channel and be this channel who can also help you develop yours. I felt so heavy hiding that I actually would, I would travel to escape. I would overspend. Never into debt though. Thank goodness I was always good with money. Shout out to my dad. He always taught me the value of money in a way that really helped me. And so truly, I am lucky that I've always been good with money. But anyways, I felt heavy in the sense of I couldn't build that wealth and step into that luxury fully. I had a toe in it, right? I had the multi six-figure corporate salary and I was traveling in luxury, but I was traveling to escape. I wasn't actually traveling to live my life and I wasn't traveling for the experiences. I was traveling to forget. And I think that when we start to recognize where we're feeling heavy and we're in that survival-based mode, gosh, I could do literally episodes on each of these topics that I channeled earlier, But wow, if you guys can think about what parts of your life are feeling that way, the time is now to actually step out of that heaviness, that survival base. And by the way, I'm just going to be real with you. You're not going to do it alone. You can't. Oh, maybe I should not say you can't. Anything is possible. But likely you won't, because you'll self-sabotage and you won't actually be able to get to the root cause and see what it is. Maybe you need to slide into my DMs and see if I have some one-on-one space open. I don't know. Let's get you to the other side of it though. Or DM me, and if I don't have space, you know I've got tons of people within my circle who would be amazing to help you with that heaviness and that survival-based. And here's what that brings. When you step out of that fear of, oh gosh, like everything has to be this or that or this, I'm survival-based only, like scarcity, chase, 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 then you can actually believe that things are truly possible. And then when you believe that things are truly possible and you actually know that you've stepped into your Lux era and you are building your wealth, not just your money, by the way, wealth doesn't mean just money, although by the way, love money and it is absolutely part of it. But what it does mean is that you're going to move differently. You're going to surround yourself differently. You're going to act differently because you're actually going to be stepping into yourself fully. And you are going to, oh gosh, be so magnetic for so many things, opportunities, raises, clients, leaving that dreaded 9-to-5 if that's what you so desire. Whatever those things are, it's because you're moving differently, because you no longer have those heavy survival-based instincts. And instead, you're moving from a place of authenticity with intention as the true you, which, P.S., spiritual gifts and all. And it really, I feel like I channeled this message, and you guys, this is gold. Your Lux era begins the moment you stop auditioning for your life that you were born to be the lead, right? It's that main character energy. You can't be a main character if you don't know who you are, just to be clear, right? Oh, your Lux era begins the moment you stop auditioning for the life that you literally were born to be the lead. Wow. I know. I feel like that could be like the end of the episode, but don't worry. I got way more. I got way more because I want to talk about, I now have been developing my own proprietary methodology around our Lux codes and around what that gets to mean. And this methodology really helps you to tap into your identity. And what's at the core of your identity is that wealth is identity first, strategy second. You can implement all the strategy in the world. However, you are not going to hold that wealth until you've shifted your identity, you've reprogrammed your subconscious mind, and you've energetically aligned to it. Truly. I've had to do it myself. I help my clients do the same thing. But if you've literally been buying the books, going on YouTube, the free masterclasses, the free podcast of how can I, you know, have all the wealth I want. Okay, let me implement this strategy, this one, this one, this one. And it's not working. It's because you haven't shifted into your true identity, into true self. You haven't shifted those pesky limiting beliefs. You haven't aligned energetically. And wow, what that opens up for you when you actually do that is mind-blowing. And let me tell you from my own personal experience, it is something that I wish I had known I was holding myself back. I wish that even some of the stuff I was doing that wasn't necessarily wealth related was actually the reason I was repelling. I wish I knew that years and years and years and years ago. Guess what though? Know it now. And so do you. And you can actually get and dive deep into what those different pieces are, right? So, wow. I mean, think about it this way. Who would I have to become to hold the level of wealth I desire? How does she move? How does she interact? What does her morning look like? Is it what you're doing right now? Guarantee it's not. Guarantee it's not. But guess what? A version of you does know. What are the behaviors that you are never going to tolerate from yourself again because of it? Right? And then if you think about it too, is luxury and wealth, like I said, it's not just about like a quick fix, manifest some money, although we can certainly do that in my world too. But it's really about like having standards in every area of your life. So where we, because one area of our life is inevitably going to impact another. So if you're stepping into your luxe era, which guess what? All of you are right now by having these moments where you're like, wait, what? Ooh, I got to look at that. Or maybe I got to think about it a little bit differently. Is that you are no longer normalizing dysfunction in certain areas of your life. We don't have time for it. And maybe there's just parts of your higher self that you're avoiding because you're going to have to do things a little bit differently. And change is scary sometimes. I think change is actually kind of fun now, but I do also understand I used to live in a world where change was scary. And, you know, I think a big one that I will often ask my clients about is, what would raising my standards cost me? And what would it allow me to gain? It's kind of like the age-old question of what happens if I change? What happens if I stay the same? Can you imagine listening to this episode and then you are a year from now, a month from now, 6 months from now, and you've changed nothing? Yeah, you've changed nothing. What would you gain then? A whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of same, same. A whole lot of same, same. And we don't want that for you. We want wealth. We want to build this legacy. We want that luxe life, your era, all the things. And the thing is, wealth, it responds to certainty, safety, and leadership. Oh, did you hear that? Honey says, hex, yeah, it does. And in order to have certainty, safety, and leadership, you have to trust yourself to be an overflow. You have to trust yourself to hold that wealth. And the real question is like, where are you feeling unsafe holding more? When did you get so comfortable being almost at zero? Ooh, you're actually comfortable in being bad with money. Whoa, think about that. If that resonated with you right there, whoa. Why do I feel safe when I have that tinge of fear that I might not pay my bills? Whew, or I have to go into debt. Why do I feel safe there? Where do I secretly feel unsafe holding more? Gosh, and am I actually available for wealth or am I just wishing it? These are really great questions, you guys, to ask yourself. And again, it's time to get yourself a seat at the table, get yourself over in my world. And I know I am your spiritual coach, so you're probably like, why are we talking about wealth and luck? Because when you step into your spiritual gifts, this is what you unlock. You unlock your true identity. You unlock your wealth and your luck. Like, this is why my life plays out the way it does. What you see on social media is truly me, and why my client's life plays out as well. Because you cannot manifest what you're energetically rejecting. You can. Well, okay, anything's possible. Again, I hate saying can't or never, but I truly believe that if you want to manifest and call in these big things and generate this wealth and have this life and this legacy, you have to be energetically aligned to it. You know, and you need to be deeply supported. My gosh. Can you receive without overgiving? Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. Can you? I know I can receive without overgiving. And what needs to change there for you? Right? Let's talk about how there's so much self-sabotage out there. Why? Because our ego, we love our ego, by the way, but it wants to keep us safe in the comfortable and the known. It keeps us playing small. It keeps us being relatable, I'm putting that in quotes, instead of really stepping into our power, stepping into our wealth, our luxe era. Right? Where are you shrinking to make others feel comfortable? How are you going to hold wealth and step into this life of that you so truly desire when you're literally shrinking to make others uncomfortable and you're hiding your spiritual gifts and you're not even developing them? And why are you afraid? What are you afraid of will happen if you fully trust yourself, expand your ability to hold wealth, and actually develop your spiritual gifts? Who might you outgrow? I tell you what, it's not a bad thing to outgrow people. Now, what your Lux era, I just want to be crystal clear again, actually looks like is it's not just money, although trust me, that does flow into. It is more about spacious mornings. It's about being deeply desired. It's about your premium clients, these traveling first class, amazing opportunities, epic adventures, saying no without guilt. Ooh, over the water bungalow energy. That's what we're talking about, over the water bungalow energy. And if you're like, gosh, one day, haha, nope, we're getting there. We're getting there today. We're getting there right freaking now. In fact, I want to do a quick little activation with you guys. I think, well, let's have a little fun on the pod today. Let's go ahead. If you're not driving, or if you can, close your eyes. I want you to take a deep breath in. And I want you to visualize yourself as the woman who already lives in her Lux era. That version of you that has all that you desire, that you've had up on that pedestal. I want you to picture yourself seeing through her eyes right now. What is she wearing? How does she smell? How does she walk into a room? What does she no longer explain? That's a good one. What does she no longer chase? How do her mornings start? How does her day end? What is she doing that's different than you right now? These are an amazing visualization question, and I just want you to take a deep breath and recognize that she is not on some pedestal. This is actually available to you. Deep breath. Gosh, lock in those feelings. Notice those differences, the things she does a little differently. And, oh, wow. What would you shift if you were surrounded by women who refuse to shrink? Hi, I'm right here. And what if you had an energetic blueprint to collapse timelines? Again, I'm right here. And you were ready to just stop learning about luxury and wealth, but you actually are ready to start embodying it. Well, hello. I'm right here. And I'm actually here to invite you guys to step into your Lux era. In fact, I am hosting a free 3-hour masterclass where we are doing so many activations, different breakthrough exercises to help you do just that. Called your Lux era. Get in while you can. The recording will be available for a limited time. And if you're like, let's go, I'm in for that free masterclass. And I'm also in to really step in to my wealth and luxury now. Then you're going to want to slide into my DMs because I also am launching the most insanely epic container, the Lux Codes. And the Lux Codes, you guys, is so next level. And I've been getting asked for it for so, so long that you are not going to want to miss being a part of this first cohort. Woo! It's going to be good. Or if you're listening to this podcast months, years from now, slide into my DMs and let's see how I can help you step in to your Lux era right now. Until next week. That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I Am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.